na janam na sundarim kavitan ba jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahaitukitvai. Na dhanam. Na means not or no, and dhanam means wealth. Na janam means no desire for followers. Na sundarim. Sundarim means beautiful women. Kavitang. Kavita means the fruitive desire for fruitive activities that have been so wonderfully described in such flowery languages in the Vedic scriptures. In another word, kavita means beautiful poetry. Kavita means poetry. Kavita means flowery words, especially the flowery words that describes the benefit of material enjoyment following the karmakanda section of the Vedas. Now he is rejecting all that. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam, ba jagadisha kamaye. Jagadisha. Jagat means world. And isha means the controller. So who is the supreme controller? Who is the supreme proprietor? Krishna. So he is praying to Krishna, Krishna, I don't want all this. I don't want wealth. I don't want name and fame. I don't want followers. I don't want association of beautiful women. I do not want to be involved in the karmakanda section of the Vedas for enjoyment in the material world. Jagadisha kamaye, but what is my desire then? What do I? These are the things that I do not want. But then obviously there has to be something that I want. What is that I want? Mama janmani janmanishvare. Janmani janmanishvare means life after life, my Lord. Bhavatad bhaktir ahaitukitvai. Bhavatad means yours. Bhakti means devotional service. Ahaituki means unconditional. All I want is your unconditional, loving, devotional service. So what will happen if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Yeah, your material life will be finished. There is a beautiful description about that. That if you are still interested in enjoying the material nature with your family and friends, then please don't go near the Keshi Ghat, where that dark little boy is playing his flute, standing there with his body bending in three parts, in three bending forms, Tribhanga Sundar. Don't go near him. Because if you go near him, your material life will be finished. So are you still interested in material life? Very good. Then chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So please recite after me. Now this time what I'll do is, I will say it once and I'll ask you to say the line three times. Na dhanam. Na janam, na sundarim, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Say it. Okay, very good. How many of you can now recite this line without looking at the book? Okay, Kevin. Okay, everyone. Okay. Very good. I am very impressed with your enthusiasm. Kavitang ba? Jagadisha kamaye. Kavitang ba jagadisha kamaye. Okay, how many of you can say this line now? Okay, Mukesh. Very good. Now, how many of you remember the first line? Okay, Pujarini. Okay, second line? Very good. Do you know the third line also? Mama Janmani. Mama Janmani Janmanishware. Don't look at the book. How many of you can say it now? Okay. Very good. Very good. Then the fourth line is Bhavatar Bhaktir. Ahaituki Twayi. Bhavatar Bhaktir Ahaituki Twayi. So the principle of memorizing, the method for memorizing is repetition. You repeat and you will see it sticks to your mind. Just, you know, three times and you can see it. Now, you have almost got it. You have almost got all the lines. Isn't it? All of you? Now, the next point is, the next point is to try to remember the first word of each line. What is the first word of first line? How many of you can remember? Okay, Nishikanta. Na. Okay, do you get the rest of the line? Okay. What's the first word of the second line? Okay, Nimesh. Yeah. So, recite the rest of the line? Very good. Kavitang vajagavisha kamaya. So it comes automatically, doesn't it? Na, you got the, you just got the word na to begin with. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim. It is leading you to the next line. What is the next line? Kavitang vajagavisha kamaya. Then, what is the first word of the third line? Mama and the rest of the line? Mama Janmani, Janmanishware. And what's the first word of the fourth line? Bhavatar Bhaktir Ahaitukitvai. It's like a thread. Just connects. So it's this. Try to use this principle and you'll see very easily you'll be able to memorize the verses. Everything needs a systematic effort. So this is how you do the Yeah, you make that systematic effort. First part is, the first thing is actually to understand the meaning of the verse. That you do on your own. Huh? Understand, read the verse, and that's what you did at the beginning. Na means, dhanam means, janam means, sundaring means, kavitam, yeah, Jagadisha, Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. Kamae, I desire. Mama, Janmani, Janmani Ishvare, Janmani Janmani means life after life. Ishvare unto the Lord. Bhavatad Bhakti, bhavatad means your, very good. Bhakti means devotion. Ahaituki means, Toyi means unto you. So you got all the words meaning? Okay, now you repeat with the understanding of the verse. Just repeat a few times and you will almost get it. Then what is the next step? You write them down on a piece of paper. You write the verse down on a piece of paper, and then during the day, in course of your chores, you try to memorize it from time to time. You try to see if you can remember. And if you get stuck, then pull out the paper and just see where you got stuck. And this way, you try practice a little bit and you will be able to memorize the verse. To memorize one verse a day is not that difficult. But then, what needs after that is repetition, practice. From time to time, you read the verses. Then you will see that it will be there. Prabhupada wanted us to memorize Sanskrit verses for various reasons. One is, when we memorize the verse, then we understand the theme, the point that is made through the verse. If we memorize the verse, then we can very systematically project our focus onto the subject. Like, while preaching, it helps us to decide how to preach. Also, when you repeat the verse, the people, those who hear, they become impressed. They see that you are not just saying something off your hat. You are saying something which has a solid substance. And I have seen that it's very impressive when devotees recite verses, quote verses and speak. I remember when I first came to the temple, I joined the temple, when I heard these American devotees quoting Bhagavad Gita verses and speaking, and it was so impressive. It seemed like as if they memorized the entire Bhagavad Gita. And so impressive that the Americans quoting Sanskrit verses like this. After all, our main business is preaching. What is preaching? First we accept, then we offer. Preaching means giving it to others. But in order to give it to others, you have to first have it yourself. Therefore, this assimilation is very important, which is called apnana, to make it your own. The knowledge is there in the books. But if the knowledge is in the book, it's not. In Sanskrit, there is a saying, pustakastha tuja vidya. Very good. Parahasta gatam dhanam. The karjakale samutpanne natad vidya natad dhanam. The knowledge that is there in a book and the money that is in somebody else's pocket doesn't have any value. At the time of necessity, that knowledge or that money will not be of any use. So try to make an effort. Make a little effort. You all are so intelligent people. You'll be able to very easily memorize this verse. And this will also make you very fixed up in your spiritual life, you'll notice. Because these words are not ordinary words. These are the words from the spiritual sky. These are words from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus lips. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I want only your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. Isn't it beautiful? So, if we want to become free from material attachments, why is it important to become free from material attachments? Yes. The thing is, if you want to go back to the spiritual world, then is it desirable to have the attachment in the material nature? Like, if your feet are tied up, will you be able to progress? No. So if your feet are tied up to the, stuck to the material nature, will you be able to go to the spiritual world? And another example is, if you have two feet on two different boats, will you be able to progress? So better you decide where do you want to be. If you want to be in the material nature, then don't chant Hare Krishna. Sounds shocking? Yes, because chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will destroy your material life. Again, is it shocking? No, I won't say it destroys. It prepares you for spiritual life. Your life doesn't change as such. It is not that you have to give up your family, if you have to give up your house. Did anybody have to give up your house and family and everything? Did Prabhupada ever say that? Prabhupada told some of us to do that, but not to all of us. Prabhupada told us, Prabhupada told me, not to get entangled in the material life. And that was necessary, and we were single at the time, didn't really have. We were useless. Materially, we were useless. So Prabhupada said, okay, somehow spiritually become useful. But the point is, although we are materially situated, ultimately we have to be prepared to free ourselves from all our material entanglement. But there is a way of doing it. There is a painless way of doing it. If you do it inexpertly, then it will be very painful. Like when an expert surgeon operates on you, do you feel any pain? Because he knows, the expert surgeon knows how to operate, how to treat you. But it's only a quack who will mess everything up and cause you pain. So a pure devotee of the Lord, he's an expert, like an expert physician. And he cures the disease in a very simple, very wonderful way. And what is the wonderful way? The wonderful way is that you just transfer everything, transform everything from material to spiritual. That is the meaning of the word Sankirtan. Use everything in Krishna's service. See, you are not rejecting the objects. You are simply changing your attitude. Changing your attitude is, you have your, you remain in the situation that you are in, but instead of putting yourself in the center, put Krishna in the center. All you have to do is just put Krishna in the center. And when you do that, what happens? Then it becomes spiritualized. So that is mama janmani janmani share bhavatar bhakti bhavati. Pure devotional service is a process of serving Krishna. Now to serve, you have to be engaged, you have to have so many different things to please the Lord. So it is not a matter of rejecting anything, but rather positively utilizing everything. Like in Krishna to simplify this point, to make that point clear, I'll give you one example. Prabhupada said the difference between Mayavadis and us is when somebody gives money to the Mayavadi, Mayavadi puts his hands at the back and says, no, I don't touch money. But when somebody gives us money, we take it with our right hand and then we stretch our left hand for some more. So that's the difference. We are not saying no. Our business is not to say no. Our business is to say for Krishna. The no, only no for our sense gratification. But everything for Krishna's pleasure. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Vichyate. With the senses to serve the sense, Lord of the senses is called bhakti. What is the definition of bhakti? The definition of bhakti is to serve Krishna, who is the Lord of all senses, with your senses. So there is no question of rejecting the activities of the senses, but using the senses in serving Krishna. So this is the most sublime process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given in the form of Sankirtan. Oi Nanda Tanuja Kinkaran Patitang Mang Bishame Bhavam Budhau Kripaya tabo padu pankajas thito dhuli sadrisham vichintayam. The fifth verse. Oi nanda tanuja. Oi is indicating, O my Lord. Nanda tanuja. Nanda tanuja. Nanda means Nanda Maharaj. Tanuja means son. Oi, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj? So addressing Krishna, O Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Kim karam means servant, very good. Patitang mang. Patitang means fallen. Mang means me. Very good. Bishame. Very good. Terrible. Dangerous. Bhavam buddho. It's a combination of two words. Bhava and ambudho. Ocean. Ambudho means ocean. And bhava means material. Material world. The ocean of material world. Kripaya. Mercifully. Tabo. Pada pankaja. Lotus feet. Sthita dhuli. Sthita means situated. Dhuli, speck of dust. Dust. Sadrisham, very good. Sadrisham means like. Vichintaya. Yes, Pujarini, you are dictating us. What is the? Vichintaya? Vichintaya means please consider. Right? Pujarini and Mukesh are dictating. Very good. Scholars. So should we recite this verse? Oi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitang mang bishame bhavam budhau kripaya tab pad pankaja sthita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Okay, so you all try to memorize it yourself, right? I just told you about the method of doing it, and you do it, you try to do that, please. And we'll go to the meaning, word for word meaning we did. Now, let's read the translation. O son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from the ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So this is how the effect of chanting of the holy name is gradually being revealed. So when we take to devotional service, then what attitude we develop? We lose interest for material enjoyment. These dhanam, janam and sundarim are symbolic to material enjoyment. Why dhanam is symbolic? What is dhanam? What is wealth? Anybody? Can anybody define what is wealth? Wealth? Yes, it is. But what is actually wealth? Wealth is actually the means for sense gratification. The means for sense gratification. If you have wealth, you can have sense gratification. Isn't it? Wealth itself is gratifying the senses. And when you have the wealth, then you can have whatever you want. What is sense gratification? What is sense gratification? The word itself is saying it. Sense gratification. Gratify, satisfy the senses. So senses have their demands. Senses are asking, give me this, give me that. And to gratify that, to fulfill that demand of the senses, is sense gratification. I want this. Okay, take it. I'm happy. I want that. I can't have it. I am unhappy. Isn't happiness is just a matter of getting whatever we want? And misery or distress is not get what we want. So dhanam, wealth, is the facility or the means with which we can get what we want. You have money. You go to a shop. You see something that is attractive. Or you saw somebody driving a nice car. You say, wow, a new model came up. You have money. What do? You phone the company and said, how much is it? And they say, okay, that's so much. Okay, fine, send me one. I'm sending you the check. Isn't that what wealth actually is? Dhanam. Janam, the followers. Followers glorify you. Gives you the confidence that I have so much power. So this janam is the power or the distinction, adoration and profit. Distinction and adoration. I am famous because so many people are following me. So many people are glorifying me. That kind of boosts our false ego. Material existence means a matter of boosting your false ego. Dhanam, janam and sundarim. Sundarim, the very essence of materialistic life is attraction for opposite sex. Men are attracted towards the women and women are attracted towards men. Men are attracted to the beauty of a woman and women are attracted to the manliness of the man. Like their strength, their fame, their wealth. So, and the physical makeup also is like that. By nature, men and women have been made in that way. The natural attraction is there for each other. So that is the very basis of material existence. But when one develops his attachment to Krishna, then he loses that tendency. Generally, this is also sense gratification. The materialistic way of life means a life of sense gratification. And the sense gratification are synonymous to these activities. Accumulation of wealth, having large number of followers and attraction for beautiful women. These are natural, especially as I was saying, the attraction for opposite sex. But actually, where is the real attraction? The real attraction is to all attractive, right? And who is the all attractive? Krishna, that's why Krishna, the name Krishna is so important. Everyone is attracted to something or somebody, but the real source of attraction is actually Krishna because he is all attractive. It's only a matter of getting exposed to him. Naturally, a jiva, a living entity, is attracted to Krishna. But the trouble starts when a living entity is separated from Krishna. When a living entity is separated from Krishna, then he develops these tendencies of dhanam, attraction for dhanam, janam, sundarim. But when one becomes properly situated, then he develops his attraction for Krishna, and as a result of that, he loses his attraction for everything else. So then, from that, when one develops this genuine interest in Krishna consciousness, a genuine taste for rendering devotional service to Krishna, then what happens? Then he begins to see his situation in this material nature. Oi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitang mang vishame bhavambudho. Patitang mang vishame bhavambudho. I have fallen in this dangerous ocean of material nature. Can you imagine how it is? How many of you do not know how to swim? Okay, how many of you know how to swim? Okay, you are all very expert swimmers. But if you are dropped, if you somehow or other fall in the middle of the ocean, what will be, you see, no matter how good a swimmer you are, for how long will you be able to stay afloat? Consider there is a shipwreck, and you are in the middle of the ocean. What will be your situation? At that time, what will you want? At that time, what would be your only craving, only desire, only want? That somehow somebody comes and rescues you. Because on your own, you won't be able to swim across the ocean. So that is how he is praying. Oi nanda tanuja kinkarang patitang mang vishame bhavam. O son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Yet somehow or other I have fallen in this dangerous ocean of material nature, in this horrible ocean of birth and death. Actually, this birth and death is synonymous to our falling in the ocean of material nature. Bhavasagar, Bhavambudho. So at that time, what would be your prayer? Please pick me up. Because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can do anything. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are omniscient. That's why these three aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are very, very important to remember. You are omnipresent. Rather, first, you are omniscient. You know everything. So you know my situation. What is my situation? You know. You are omnipresent. So you are there. And you are omnipotent. You are all powerful. Therefore, you can do it. Although I cannot swim across this material nature, I am drowning. But you can rescue me. And how to rescue me? Just pick me up and place me at your lotus feet. That's all you have to do. Because that is the situation where I am. That is the situation, that is my constitutional position. Then, when one develops one's relationship with Krishna in this way, becomes a speck of dust at Krishna's lotus feet, being delivered from the material existence, then what happens to him? Nayanam galadashrudharaya badanam gadgada ruddhaya gira pulakoir nichitam bapukada tavanam grahane bhavishyati. Nayanam galada ashrudharaya. Tears will flow from my eyes. Nayanam means eyes. Galadashru dharaya. Flow of tears. Badanam means voice, mouth. God, Goda, well, when my voice will become choked. Ruddhaya Gira, Padanam, God, Goda, Ruddhaya Gira, my voice will be choked. Pulakar Nichitam Bopu Goda, when the hairs will stand on end in my body. Tava Naam Grahane Bhavishyati. This word Bhavishyati is in future tense. Tava Naam Grahane, by chanting your name, will happen. When will these things happen? While chanting your holy name. What will happen? Tears will come streaming down my eyes. My voice will be choked. And the hairs will stand on end in ecstasy. When will it happen? When will it happen, my Lord? So this is again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is expressing his humble disposition as if he didn't get it. But actually we have to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking like that as if he is speaking on our behalf. So I'll go into some questions answers now. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Mukesh. Okay, very good question. That now that I am in household life, Mukesh is saying that I have natural attachment for my wife and children. So how do I deal with that? The thing is that you don't have to artificially renounce anything. Right? Like whatever is your ashram, remain situated in that ashram. Say, now that you are a householder, that is your ashram, so remain situated in that ashram. But spiritualize your situation. What is the difference between material and spiritual? Do you know? Very good. When you put Krishna in the center, that is spiritual. And what constitutes material? When you put yourself in the center. When you put yourself in the center, that is material. When you put Krishna in the center, that is spiritual. Right? So, there is a house, there is a family, there is a family members. Now, who is the center of all that? At the moment, very honest statement. At the moment, it is me. Mukesh is admitting. Okay, now try to put Krishna in the center. Whose house it is? Very good. And in order to make it Krishna's house, you have a room for Krishna. Make it into Krishna's temple. And then what will happen, you will literally feel that it is Krishna's house. After all, it is, everything belongs to Krishna, isn't it? Then you have your wife. Is she your wife or Krishna's maidservant?
Krishna's maidservant.
Okay, so what happened? So, relationship now becomes spiritualized. You are not taking care of your wife. You are taking care of Krishna's maidservant who is so nicely serving Krishna in the house. Right? Your children. Are they your, whose children are they?
Krishna's children.
Wonderful. So, take care of them nicely. that Krishna has put them in your custody. Krishna has given you the responsibility to take care of his child. So how are you going to take care of him?
Very nicely.
Very nicely. So in this way, in being in household life, you can spiritualize your situation.
Thank you. Thank you, Vaibhav Maharaj. Very, very clearly explained. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Pujari.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Thank you for the class this morning. This is very, very nice. I have one request and one question, please.
Okay.
The request is, yesterday you were saying this verse written by Sri Rupa Goswami, Tunde Tandavali
Bitanute
Ratim Bitanute. If you could please just recite that and explain it if we have time. And my question is with this verse number 6, where the symptoms are described, I just wanted to know that whether these symptoms appear in the order that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said. Is there any significance to him saying, Nainam Galat Ashrudharaya, and then Vadanam Gadgad Rudhayagira? So does that mean that these symptoms appear in this order as one progresses or advances spiritually? Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. You see, these are the ecstatic symptoms. Now, when the ecstasy is experienced, then the symptoms will automatically become manifest. Right? And when will that ecstasy be experienced? The ecstasy will be experienced when we are chanting the pure name of the Lord. So it's a matter of chant. So what he's asking, when I'll be able to chant the pure name. So, as a result of the chanting of the pure name, one will experience the loving relationship with Krishna, Prem. You see, Prem and Naam are interlinked. Pure name will give Prem, Krishna Prem. So, what he is saying, when I will get the Krishna Prem. And because of that experiencing that Krishna Prem, these symptoms will become manifest. Is that point clear? Okay. Any other? And about Tunde Tandavini, some other time? We have only 5 minutes for question answer, so let's stick to that. Yes. Krishna Govinda.
Thank you very much for the class, Maharaj. You mentioned, in the verse it mentions Lord Chaitanya doesn't want many followers, but Srila Prabhupada actually sacrificed his life by accepting many, many disciples, and his disciples also accepted many followers in the purpose of preaching Krishna consciousness. So is it not important for this Krishna conscious movement to carry on, to take on many followers? I understand Lord Chaitanya has mentioned that on the basis of humility that he doesn't want any recognition, but should we not actually take on more disciples or followers to help preach Krishna consciousness?
Yeah, again, you see, there are followers. Here he's not talking about followers in the form of disciples. It's a mundane consideration of followers. Like, oh, I'll become a big political leader, or I'll become a king. Right? So that is the consideration. But when it is a spiritual consideration, then there is no harm. Like, for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness, yes, we are going to preach. For the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness, as Prabhupada said, We take the money with left hand and right hand and stretch our left hand for more. So that is, now ours is, our attitude, or rather Prabhupada's movement, is spiritual movement. That is for the sake of Krishna consciousness, for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness. We are prepared to do anything.
Thank you.
Like there are so many. Like ISKCON is full of dhanam, janam and sundarims. So we are not saying, Prabhupada is not saying na dhanam, na janam in that sense. Rather he says, let there be everybody come to Krishna consciousness. Let everything be used in glorifying Krishna and spreading Krishna consciousness. We want not only a few janam, we want the entire world, every town and village. That is our goal.
Just one further point. When you mentioned about we want to give up wealth, women and everything.
Not for our sake.
Not for our sake, but for Krishna's sake. Mm. But certainly there are many devotees in Krishna consciousness, but specifically congregation devotees, who have nice businesses, who actually donate so much money towards the temple.
Okay, how much you have in the bank?
It's my wife's bank. I have some.
Okay. Anyway, the point is everything for Krishna. Idam Krishnaya Namam. The life should be a sacrifice. Sacrifice means this is for Krishna, not for me. That is the real mantra of sacrifice. Okay.
Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Sahil.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. I just had a question about verses 4 and 5. I didn't understand because Mahaprabhu's in 4, he's asking for causes devotional service, birth after birth, and nothing else. But then in verse 5, he asked for him to be picked out of the ocean of material birth and death. From like a mundane point of view, that seems like a lower mood. Can you explain that, please?
Yeah, very good point. Very good point. Yeah. See, the fourth verse is describing the attitude. And fifth verse is more like describing the situation. That this is my situation. So please save me from this situation. And then, when I am saved from this situation, then only I can properly render devotional service unto you. You get the point? I am in this dangerous situation. What is the way out of that situation? Devotional service to Krishna. So, I'm in the. Please save me so that I can become engaged in your devotional service.
So it's okay to pray to be delivered from the material world.
Yeah.
Or should we pray that? Engage wherever.
Yeah. Prayer to be delivered from the material condition, in order to become situated in spiritual position or constitutional position. From an abnormal situation, please allow me to be situated in my normal position. Okay? Thank you. Any other question? Okay, yeah, Ananda. Take the mic.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It's just a comment that says, somehow I have fallen into this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me at your lotus feet. So many people have this question every time they ask, like, how have we fallen in this ocean of material world? And over years stressing that it's not important that we have fallen, but it's more important to stress at this point that we have to pray that if we have fallen, just remove me from this ocean of...
Different people have fallen in different way.
Yeah.
Somebody fell because there was a plane crash. Somebody fell there because somebody is in that situation, because there was a shipwreck. Yeah. You know, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
How you fell in the middle of the ocean. Because that's not going to help you.
Yeah.
What's going to help you is how you're going to get out of that situation.
Yeah, I was saying that, Maharaj. That, I mean, you don't have to worry. It's just
right,
comment.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You.
No, I'm reiterating your point.
Yeah.
That why waste time
on
how we fell?
Yeah.
Actually, there are some people, they're just wasting their time figuring out how we fell.
Yeah.
But Prabhupada emphatically pointed out, don't waste your time, because you'll never be able to find out how you fell. Because the cause of your fall down is not here. The cause of your fall down is in the spiritual context.
Right.
So only when you go back to the spiritual sky, you'll be able to understand the cause of your fall.
Yeah. There's also one example which I heard in one of the classes, which they said that if there's fire in the house, you won't waste time finding out how the fire is set, but
exactly.
You just run out.
Let the insurance company figure that out.
you
just try to extinguish the fire or escape from that if you are trapped in the middle of the fire.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Shariraya Vidyaja Jarendriya Tahe Kal Jive Fele Bishayo Shagore Tar Madhye Jubhavati Lobhomoy Sudurmati Take Jeta Kothino Shamsare Krishna Baro Dayamai Kori Bare Jubhajai Shaprasad Anna Dilobhai Shay Anna Mrita Pao Radha Krishna Gunagao Preme Dako Chaitanya Nita Preme Dako Chaitanya Nita. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Mahaprasad ki.
Jai Prabhu, one announcement still for Dharate Yatra Köln. This morning we have to finalize the list of all the participants. I'll be in the booth in front of the castle. Please come if you put your name if you still want to come. And those who need to pay still, please come and pay. We should finalize this morning because we have to call for extra buses. Thank you. Hare Krishna.